Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
All right, you can take my No Fun Mom title and move it over to The Rock, because The Rock does not give out candy on Easter. He had an egg hunt at his house and he said 100 eggs, all filled with tiny toys, which, guess what? You can only do when you're The Rock. No candy when you come to The Rock's house. The last thing I need is wrangling a bunch of whacked out kiddos who've become candy crackheads on the sugar come down.
Mm. All right, Rock.
I agree with you. I told my kids they could have a piece of candy after the egg hunt. And then I picked out all of these wrappers from Nora's basket.
She really listens.
Yeah.
She does. And then I was like, I count five here. And she's like, oh, no. And then she goes digging. She's like, six, seven, eight. And I said, I appreciate you telling on yourself.
Well, that's because she thinks you're going to make her give it to the less fortunate. So she's just pounding them as quickly as possible.
They've got about a week left, and I'm bringing all the rest into work. So, yeah. Nick Cage's wife. He was married for 4 days before he asked for an annulment, and he looked like he was whacked out on some sort of candy when he got married in Vegas. The two of them were yelling at each other. He's like, you're just a gold digger. And she's like, you already knew that. And everyone's like, oh, they're just making jokes. And then he filed for an annulment 4 days later, and everyone was like, oh, no, maybe they were drunk. But
we really did think it was a joke. Yeah. I remember talking about it on the show, and we're like, oh, they're in love.
Yeah, she's asking for spousal support.
Wow.
That doesn't happen, right? There's not a chance, right?
She said it still counts, and she wants his money. She said that 12 days after filing for an annulment, he asked her to start again, but in the right way. So she says this relationship is legit. She wants spousal support. She said she lost career opportunities during her long relationship with him.
Oh, my God.
And her reputation's been damaged by his allegations, and she wants him to pay for her legal fees.
Oh, boy.
I like that she says, or he says, you're a gold digger, and she says, yeah, but you already knew that. That's her defense. Great.
Yeah,
great.
I know. Britney Spears, more on her being hospitalized. She left the facility for a day trip with her boyfriend. Some fans were outside holding Free Britney signs.
I'm so tired of the world.
Yeah. I know.
Don't you have a job? Don't know.
And there were a lot of people. Yeah, I saw
a
picture.
Pretty good crowd.
Really? Yes.
Yep.
We need to give her space, man. She's been through a lot of
stuff.
She
doesn't need you out there.
I know.
Everybody needs to just, she's got to do what she's got to do.
James Holzhauer, who's winning big on Jeopardy.
I watched yesterday.
Yeah, I did too.
He is freak of nature.
Wow. And you're watching it going, you know what? This is pretty close. And then all of a sudden, he's got 12 grand. And you're like, no, it's not. Boom, run
away.
They
have like 50 cents.
Had like 90,000.
The accountants are freaking out a little bit. So the average single show winnings, about 20,000 a game. But you know, he set the record, 131,000. He's winning between 6 and 7 times the average amount per show. And here's the thing. They said different shows like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Those big money shows take out insurance policies. Because the odds of you winning $1 million are so slim. But if somebody does, you've paid into this insurance policy and it'll pay out for the big winner. They don't think that Jeopardy has an insurance policy.
Ooh. But Jeopardy right now is getting more press
rigged than ever.
Because of this. Yep. I'm tuning in, and I don't tune in. Yep. Yeah. That's my Judge Judy time.
Yeah, and they need to raise those rates.
I'm 100. I'm flipping over not a Jeopardy because it's entertaining.
Yeah, that's a good point. I love the idea of, like, they have to cut the budget because of it, and you just see it in little ways. Like, the answers are now on cue cards. Alex Trebek's just wearing, like, a T-shirt next week.
That would be so great. Kanye West Sunday service at Coachella drew 50,000 people.
I hate the world. Part two.
Okay. Well, this'll kick you in the feels. Tomorrow night is Luke Perry's final episode of Riverdale.
Oh, man.
Get the tissues ready.
And apparently his final scene with his son is very heartfelt. And
well, you know, I started watching it from the beginning after he died, and I got hooked. And there have been lots of death scenes involving Luke Perry. Spoiler
That's
alert.
A little weird.
Like dream, almost like dream episodes. My son sat down and caught one or two episodes with me because they weren't too bad. And then he named his fantasy baseball team Riverdale.
And does the character on the show die? Do we know?
It was the last scene he shot, so I don't know what they're going to do.
I believe he's still alive. Spoiler alert. Well, on the show. That's Entertainment Schmidt.
That doesn't want to ruin it. Get an angry email from somebody that's just watched episode one.
Right.
Sorry, Riverdale fans. That's on me.
It's really confusing how they do it. I haven't given anything away here, Sue.
Okay. You're good. Traffic looks okay. It'll be.
Entertainment Schmick.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
The Blues will be playing the Dallas Stars in round 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs, which we're not too crazy about. Stars beat Nashville last night, 4-2. The Stars are hot right now. And we had the Predators number all season long. But you know what? You got to work with the cards that are dealt to you.
You want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
That's true.
They can do it. These Blues are hot now.
Yeah. Which means that none of the top-seeded teams in this division?
Well, Vegas is the last one that's not top-seeded. If they win, then I think it's being...
Crazy.
Yeah.
So nuts.
Because the two best teams in hockey are out.
Unreal. And I think there was some stat like... The Blues are the only team to have been in last place after January 1st and make it either to the playoffs or through the first round of the playoffs.
Wow.
It's all about being hot at the right time. Mm-hmm. St. Louis Fire Department was featured on A&E's Live Rescue last night.
It's their new show, and unfortunately, it's hosted by that Ashley Banfield.
Oh, I like her. What do you have against her?
I don't know.
Glasses?
No, I like her glasses. It's not the way she... I don't know.
By the way, the fire department featured throughout the season.
Yeah.
So tune in weekly on Monday nights, and you can see...
That's their new live PD version.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, it's wow. Firefighters, paramedics, and EMTs. So you can watch our local heroes in action.
My nephew's going to just switch between this and Curious George all day. He loves a good fire truck.
This might be a little bit too traumatic for him. What, he just turned 2?
He's seen some things, Jeff. And the streets of Glendale.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The top streets of Glendale. I should know. The top movie, The Year You Were Born. Online at Y98.com. You can take this. It's not really a quiz. You just click the year you were born and it shows.
It's very easy, too.
So I did a little research and went through. Let's start with Courtney.
Because I'm the oldest.
No, you're not.
Sue might be a little older than me.
Yep.
Should I start with Sue?
Yeah.
Sue's is the Bible in the beginning.
Sue, you're way old.
That's not an AIDS joke at all.
Wow.
A couple...
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. I was around when dust was invented.
Couple interesting nuggets to go with your movie, because I didn't really know anything about it. It was produced by Dino De Laurentiis. Yes, that is Giada's grandfather, famous movie producer.
Interesting.
And it was supposed to be the first in a series of movies telling stories from the Bible, but it was the only one that was ever made.
It was so bad that no one wanted another one.
It was like the Bible in the beginning.
Everybody,
the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody knew how it ended. So.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
Courtney, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Wow.
That's a cool
one. That's a good one.
You win that one, Courtney. Yeah. Holy cow, the Bible.
Well, so I don't know.
We don't know. Kevin's next.
Kevin, Fiddler on the Roof.
Hey!
Tradition!
That was a movie?
Mine is the movie that scarred me because it had many sequels and it made me paranoid to swim in the deep end.
Jaws.
And I think Tim wins it all.
Oh, what's he got?
Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Yeah.
198.com, you can click on the date.
Yes. And if one of those movies pops up, you know we share the same birth year. Jenna Bush Hager expecting her third child. She announced it on the Today Show, and the reaction of some of her coworkers was pretty funny.
Jamila and Poppy got a little something extra in their Easter basket.
They got
year.
Something extra.
What did you get? Was it sugary and sweet?
It's pretty sweet. I don't know if it's sugary, but...
Wait a minute. What are we doing here?
We're doing it. I know.
Another?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
You're kidding me.
I know.
Say it,
Janet.
Yes, pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I love Craig.
I'm only telling because Mila and Poppy found out yesterday in their Easter basket.
There's no keeping a secret.
They told the man behind me on the airplane. They told the people at church. And so, yeah.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
I know. So many questions.
I love Craig. What? Another one?
Hoda and Jenna are both going to be tired for that final
hour. Oh, no kidding. They're going to need all the wine in the world.
Well, Jenna should probably wait on that.
Yes. There's a new survey of the most binge-watched shows in every state. Missouri and Illinois, same. Game of Thrones.
Nice.
Yeah.
To the north, Ozark in Iowa. To the west, Kansas, The Office. And actually, Game of Thrones, The Office, and Ozark were 1, 2, and 3 in terms of the most binged popular. Shows.
I'd like to see Missouri and Illinois agreeing on something.
Finally.
Yeah.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, a couple spoiler alerts if you haven't watched from this weekend. HBO felt the need to tweet that one of their characters is indeed 18 years old. And what a difference 2 weeks makes, as the odds on one person dying... The first to die from Game of Thrones, their odds went from 50-1 to 5-1.
Ooh.
If you watched, you know. And if you don't...
You don't.
Catch up.
Catch up! Get on
That's
it, guys.
Get on it, like Kevin said. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. And you can listen to the 640 Schmig in podcast form, if you would, please. Celebrity birthday time, and not only that, but it's a big back in the day. But before we get to any of that, let's wish a very, very, very happy birthday to our no-budget weatherman, Jim Perkovich.
Yeah!
Jim! One of the all-time greats.
Happy birthday!
We talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he happened to mention that today was his birthday, and I made a little note because I wanted to make sure we said happy birthday and we told him how much he means
to us.
We're
happy that you're a part of our show,
yes.
Jim.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Sorry we can't pay you.
Happy birthday to Jim. Happy birthday also to John Oliver from Last Week Tonight and formerly The Daily Show and John Cena from the WWE. They are the exact same age. How old are they? That confuses you, doesn't it? You didn't think they were the same age.
No way.
John Cena and...
John Cena. the most muscular John and the scrawniest John you've ever seen.
John Oliver. 43.
41.
I'll say 44.
42
is left for me.
42, you got
yeah!
it.
Sue.
Wow. Wow.
I could not have gone first
John
on that.
John Oliver's way younger than I would have thought.
Yeah, right.
Okay. How old is Gigi Hadid?
Oh,
not a
supermodel.
29.
Oh, I think she's younger.
I
than
think
that
that's too. High. I think 24.
24. You got it.
Whoa!
You know your Hadids.
Man, she's young. Tim.
Okay. How old is Valerie Bertinelli?
Oh,
used to be married to Eddie Van Halen, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now she's all over the Food Network. She's got her own food show. And let me tell you, everything she cooks is delicious and not good for you at all.
I'm saying 57.
I'm going to say 59.
You got it.
Oh,
I was going to say 60. But
three on the dot. This is a great day. Okay, and also back in the day, 105 years ago, Wrigley Field opened in Chicago.
Boo.
Okay, stop your booing. 65 years ago, Hank Aaron hit the first home run of his career. And 34 years ago, Coca-Cola introduced New Coke. That's your celebrity birthdays and back in the day. Sue Thomas now with a final look at traffic.
Traffic is looking pretty good by now. We had an earlier stall.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.